April 25th and 26th is MIT. Do we know, is Marilyn going to that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because Mirko and Edita are doing the show, and they're doing the workshops there. And I'm in a conversation with them right now to come back to Maryland after that and do the workshops here. So I don't know if they can do that because I want to do it on the Thursday after, but we'll see what we can do. But I was so impressed. I mean, that's like the best 3 hours of workshop I've seen in my life. And I have seen, I've got a list of all of my coaches, and it's about 287 world-class coaches I've had. I've seen great coaches. It was just fantastic. One of the things they said early on in the workshop was, your coach, your teacher is not your personal trainer. Do that on your own. And they taught us how to do that. They gave us 23 different exercises.
Wow.
And they're saying, now, go do that on your own. Now when you show up on your lesson, you can work on your dancing. So it was just really, really fantastic. Completely unforgettable. So the point I'm bringing up right now is you're in the middle of a rumba. Make sure that you've got the ears to shoulder thing working out. So this time I'd like you to dance a little bit more rumba. This time, do not take your eye off your partner. Watch each other's necks. Make sure you let your partner know the moment they have lost it. Do not let your partner get away with anything.
All right.
We're not whipping anybody. However, the thought occurred to me that you are in charge of your partner's neck and shoulders. Don't let them get away with anything. We're ready now to go to the cha-cha. Is anything different from our list or anything else we've talked about for the cha-cha? Power and speed is still important. In order to have power and speed, remember we have to keep doing this toying with your partner. Come in, go away. Come in, go away. If everything is the same distance, it doesn't show any power and speed. Almost every single figure comes in or goes away. A figure like the natural top is neutral. However, when it's time to leave the natural top, you go in to go away again. So before and after it, it's there. Thinking of that coming in and going away helps you get more of the power and the connection working. So here comes the cha-cha. Angling your body is one of the ways in which you show volume. this is two-dimensional, we never do it. So we always have torque in the body. So turn your base out from under your top, or if you're doing a New York, turn your top off your base, and you create more volume. Also a more beautiful picture, also more power and speed again. So it doesn't feel good to try to hit a ball a long ways with the bat starting right in front of you. You pull the bat back, and then you can hit a long ways, or a tennis racket or golf club or anything else. So likewise, having your body angled means it's loaded up now for the next thing. So you have a lot more power and speed if you're dancing an angled body. With this partner, dance the three cha-cha-chas. We'll start with him doing a forward rock with your foot, and then three cha-cha-chas back. She's going to back rock with her right foot. Look at the neighbors, make sure you're about to miss. Okay, ready, at. Two, three, angle, 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 rock, step, angle, angle, angle. Keep doing two, three, cha-cha-cha, angle your body. What it's all about. Good. We're going to do that to music. Make sure you feel like you are bringing your body. So something is turning one way, and something else is turning another way. It's like wringing all the water out of the dish rag. That's what we're looking for. Keep torquing your body. It makes you very, very strong to do that. Strong looking. Here comes music. Three cha-cha-cha. Whenever you're ready. Maybe even something to run away from. Intimidating. Watch the video. It's never as bad as it feels. If you think you're dancing well in a competition, watch the video. It's never as good as it feels. So what it looks like is always just diminished. It never looks as great, never looks as bad. It's just diminished. So you've got to really pump it out there. So this time, dance your actual cha-cha routine. And remember, OTT, over the top. Do more than you think you should.
be in a second.
Because we have to be out of here right at 10. Music is the number one priority when you're in your cha-cha. What is the accent? Where is the accent in cha-cha music?
One and three.
Two.
Bill?
Three.
One and three.
So one and three. The primary accent is one, and the secondary accent is three. So when you're hearing a cha-cha, you need to be hearing one, two, three, cha-cha, one, two, three, and then demonstrating that. So one, get there, show it, and then make sure you get your body going from there so you can hold it a long time. If your body's on your way, you can wait. If you wait too long to get your body started, you'll have to start too soon. That sounds contradictory, but the idea is you show that one, get on that foot, and then get going early with your body so you can leave your foot there even longer. And then likewise with the three. Most people do a rock, two, three, and immediately retract the foot. We want two, three. Show a leg line every three. So do that without a partner. Just dance a basic. Hit your one and show your two. Without a partner, just do a basic that way. Videos you take of your own dancing is these videos are pulled back so you can see the whole couple, and usually you can see three or four couples. That really has a lot of value to it, but when you see the television cameras, that would be way too cold. You don't really draw an audience in by pulling back that much from the couples. So they're going to be zooming in close to their faces. You're going to see them talking to each other. You're going to see them counting. You're going to see all kinds of things they don't want you to be seeing. But that's how you win. So these are champions who are doing things. They're doing things that are not ideal, but that's how you win. So count. Make sure you've got a good, strong counting going on. And again, I don't mean just saying the right numbers. You have to say the right numbers in the right way. Put the punch where it goes. One, two, three. So I want to do one more cha-cha, this time with the music. Make sure you're showing the ones and the threes to the best of your ability. It really grabs the judge. I didn't care anymore, I was just too tired. So remember, fatigue makes cowards, so you don't have a lot of time to do conditioning between now and this weekend, but keep in mind while the competition is going on, everybody else is getting tired, and therefore they're all becoming cowards, not me. It really fires you up. So if you're tired, remember everybody else is just as tired. Now let's see what happens. That's where the real champions are born. When you go to the gym, it's the last rep that changes you. If you're doing three sets of 10 or whatever you're doing, first two sets, first 20 don't really matter that much. It's that last rep of the last set that is the one that changes your body. So that's where you get the real benefit. So as much as you can this week, keep practicing the week of a comp, practice for stamina, and keep the right mindset. Remember, everybody else is tired, so you're the one who's not going to be the coward in the end. Fight it to the end. And it'll be fun. You get a really great result that way. Any questions on anything?
Yes. I thought it was not my count against you.
It will count against you if you're obviously down in the beats.
So don't. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that's not the first choice, but you do that until you don't need to do it anymore, and sometimes you resort to it again. So the champions don't want to be counting, and usually they aren't, but every once in a while they'll get in a situation so they'll count if they need to. Do whatever is necessary to have your strongest possible performance. Yes.
For the example of the cha-cha feet, like what legs are straight and how to transfer your weight correctly?
Yeah, so when you dance a forward check, your knee bends and then straightens, and the next one bends and then straightens, and then it bends. Now we're moving through straight or bent, depends on the forehand, what action we're doing, and then straight again. So you always have a bent in the finger, right? And a two straight legs on arrival. So if in this case we're dancing a back rock, no need to bend the two knees because there's no foot moving. But now we have a moving leg and straight again. So show two straight legs everywhere you can, but you do have to go through power position, a bent knee in between the steps. So there's definitely more work we should do on that. Yes.
So I know you say like emphasis like on the one and the three means like you have to hold out the beat, but like what physically actually like happens in the body like that makes it different from like if you're emphasizing the two or the four?
Yeah. So when you're dancing a two, you're dancing a stopping action typically. When you're dancing a four, you're dancing a half beat step, so that's the opposite of stopping, it's continuing through. So on your two count, you get the foot there and stop, and that's already a type of accent. That one I'm not worried about. There is an accent on two, so everybody does that one because it's built into the choreography. It's the one on three that gets retracted. So I would say do the same thing on your three and your one that's built in on your two in most figures. Two already stops for you, so there's already an accent. It tends to be the only accent. So do that every step you can. Keep stopping. So it's the stops that we see, it's not the going that we see. If somebody says, you're really a fast dancer, they don't mean you move fast, they mean you stop fast. You stop really well. That's what it means. All right. Thank you all. Have a great week, and we'll get the best of the rest of the day.